Whoever corrects a mocker invites insults. Whoever rebukes the wicked incurs abuse. Do not rebuke mockers or they will hate you. Rebuke the wise and they will love you. Instruct the wise and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous and they will add to their learning. Proverbs 9:7-9. Have you ever known someone who overreacts when things don't go their way? Here in America, we're used to getting our way, but life doesn't always work that way. There are times we need to sit back, take instruction, and then we become a better person. Here's a quick story. I've been creating videos for over 15 years. I've recorded plays, short biography sketches, and lots of business videos. Recently, I was doing some behind-the-scenes work for a fashion project. I'm not a fashion kind of guy, and I'm slightly out of my comfort zone working in that environment. The lead photographer saw my first video and gave me some pointers. I corrected the video, and she loved it. Then on another call, she made some suggestions about the way I was shooting my videos. I immediately got defensive and didn't want to listen. When I got off the phone call, I had to remind myself the wise listen to instruction. To make a long story short, I listened to what she had to say, and my next fashion video was the best so far. I set aside my pride, and I listened to what she had to say. I became wiser because I was willing to listen. God puts people in our lives to help us get to new levels. We're either helping someone else grow, or we're growing from them. It's a concept we see throughout the Bible. For example, Moses and Joshua, Paul and Timothy. As business owners, we are leaders, but that doesn't mean we can't learn from anyone else. I had a wise Christian man tell me one time, you can learn something from everyone no matter how insignificant you think they are. Firstly, no one is insignificant. We are all children of God. We all stand at the same place before the cross, whether we're rich or poor. To put it in perspective, think about this humbling thought. Everyone is better than you at something. When we go into business with the idea that we know it all, our business flatlines and will become stagnant. When we enter our business with openness to learn, we have a business that thrives and grows. Even though you're the leader of your business, don't be afraid to listen to your employees, vendors, and customers. They all have a different perspective than you, and they may see a blind spot that you cannot see from your leadership role. The question is simple. Are you teachable? If you're teachable, you will be wise and your business will grow. Instruct the wise and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous and they will add to their learning. Amen. Hope you enjoyed the Business Bible Study from Christian Business Revolution. We'll see you next week.